Yeah, thank you, Chris. It seems as though we've got a power cut at Dean Court because our colleagues from South Country's radio can't hear as well. Norris unleashes a shot that hits the crossbar and then goes in! Well, that's extraordinary! The ball hit the crossbar, it rose out of the penalty area and then took a vicious spin and back into the Bournemouth goal, and Plymouth Argyle have a two-goal cushion. That was the most extraordinary goal I think I've ever seen. Norris left-footed from near the edge of the penalty area, hit the crossbar, rose, bounced around 4 yards from goal and spun back in, and Plymouth Argyle have a two-goal advantage here at Dean Court. Plymouth 0, Plymouth Argyle 2. That was, to say the least, an amazing goal.
Well, we've seen two quite remarkable goals this afternoon, haven't we, Gordon? That was amazing. I actually looked away because I saw the ball hit the bar. Was expecting it to go over the bar out for a goal kick. It actually bounced down. The wind must have caught it. I really don't know how it's done that. It must have just spun back in, and David Norris looked more surprised than anyone else. David Norris getting that goal, which is third, fourth of the season, I should say, and our goal, 2-0 up, 4 minutes to go to half-time, and in a tremendous position in this Boxing Day clash, Gordon.
The goalkeeper thought it had gone for a corner. I thought it had gone for a corner, it rose up and then the ball down, and when it went into the net, but before the first, because it went high into the goal, it landed on the roof of the net, and then I checked to see the referee pointing backwards towards the centre circle to confirm that it was a goal. If it's any consolation, my colleagues from Southern Counties Radio have lost their power as well, so everybody's lost their electricity at the moment, it would seem.